trust you well. Hope you're having a good week, a good day, good year, good month. Whenever you're hearing this, really praying that Holy Spirit is sitting with you as you hear this. Please hear it with him. Pray as you hear it with him as well, and ask and check back and forth. I wanted to share today with about a word that he had been sharing with me and giving me concerning fulfillment of when we see scripture fulfilled, prophecies fulfilled, the word of God fulfilled. He wants us to understand that if we can start seeing that, then maybe we'll be able to learn how to discern seasons and times better. He actually started showing me a few scriptures that are fulfilled. The book of Jeremiah has been fulfilled, obviously, because all the nations that are concerned there or concerning those nations, the Lord dealt with them then. It was then again fulfilled in the time of Daniel, because Jeremiah had said in 70 years they would be released. Another fulfillment of scripture and prophecy we see is the book of Isaiah, where Jesus has come. Isaiah 61 is continuously being fulfilled. And then Isaiah 60, also a word that comes out of the pages. I'm just going to try to break it down the way he showed me. We've got fulfillment of scripture, this scripture that is to be fulfilled, and then this scripture that stays continuous. It's like present, past, future, continuous. The word of God is never old. I don't want to say it's old. Oh, what was happening there, it's old. What I'm trying to share with you is that if you can see it as, oh, right, so this was fulfilled at this time, but I can still learn something. For instance, if you look at the book of Genesis, when Moses, the Lord was giving him word about that, he was giving him prophecy about that, he showed him what had happened in the beginning. In the beginning was the word. What had happened, how man fell, how demons fell, how Satan and all of them people fell. That fulfillment of prophecy. If we look at the book of Genesis at the beginning, it is fulfilled, but it's also a continuous one as well in two aspects. And the first, that it was fulfilled, and it said Adam and Eve then fell, and then from then mankind came out of them, and then from them, as mankind came out, there was then continuous corruption from the time of Eden. We see that that's continuously being fulfilled. But then what is also I find very interesting about the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve are not alive anymore. They're gone. They've gone to be with the Lord. Everybody else that was involved, whether it's Enoch, Methuselah, Abel, all of them people are no longer with us. They're with the Lord now. What you can see is then if we can look at Genesis, the fulfillment of that word happened at the end when Noah was plucked out of from the old world. There was going to be a new world. So what we do is we try to categorize or split the word of God, or split things that we don't understand, we remove them from God. In the world, they say these fossils, basically, obviously confirming that there was a first world. There was a world that was put underwater in caves. You can see all of these things that you've got proof of, that there was a world that now we're using them as petroleum, if I can say that. But anyways, but there was a first world, and that fulfillment came to pass where the Lord said, okay, this cannot continue. I'm going to judge it and I'm going to deal with it. There was a fulfillment. But what we can do is learn from it. Now, the second world does not necessarily come from Adam and Eve per se, although they are the forefathers, the ones where we come from. The world that came after Adam and Eve comes from Noah and his wife, and then Noah and their children, their sons and daughters that ended up having children that end up moving to certain regions of the earth. A lot of the times we'll bring Adam and Eve, but that's already been fulfilled. Now we are looking at how from Noah we've lived continuously, what we've been doing. And what's interesting, from the time of Noah, evil continued on the earth because people wouldn't give their hearts to the Lord. But then the Lord pulled out Abraham and he said, Abraham will be the father of faith because he chose faith. He chose to believe God when other people wouldn't, when people continued doing their own thing. He chose to believe the Lord and said, okay, with everything that's going on, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to follow him. Mind you, at that time, in the times of Abraham, there was no doctrine. There was no, this is the Tanakh, this is the book of Genesis, this is the book of Leviticus. There was nothing like that. He thoroughly believed God just on his voice, on his word, and he went with it. And then the Lord says, from you, I'm going to make a people. Remember, Adam and Eve's era, that generation that was fulfilled, mankind was brought in through Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve's time gets finished, then Noah is plucked out. Out of Noah, there's going to be a new world. There was a new world that the Lord had created, said, okay, well, of the old world, but new in the sense that now Noah and his family are starting it. It's no longer Adam and Eve that's starting it, and they're not starting it from Eden. They're starting it from a previous world. So now in this earth, there are things that have been written in the scrolls in heaven before the foundations of the earth that was going to happen in this era. Or if you hear that, especially when talking about continuous scriptures continuously being fulfilled, I would say the book of Revelation is one of those that you will see that there's going to be a continuous fulfillment, because there's still a judgment to come. There's still things that are to happen. I'm not in the era where all scrolls in the book of Revelation has been fulfilled. I'm in an era where some of it has been fulfilled. For instance, some of the churches that they describe in the first chapter 1 and 2 are no longer with us, which means that has been fulfilled, but I can still learn from them, because we still continuously make the same things. We're still humans. We still make the same choices. We still make the same mistakes. So I can learn how the Lord passed judgments in those times, and is my actions, am I doing similar things as those people? How do I repent? What does the word say about pulling me, drawing me back to Jesus as a center, Lord, Father as my center, then kind of repenting and moving with him by his spirit, as led by his spirit. Amen. And we need to know Jesus as the scroll that came to be fulfilled for a certain time. Because remember, he said that I must leave, so somebody else must come and help you. So what he had done had been fulfilled. And there was another part of the human evolution, the human redemption, the human era that needed another scroll that needed to be opened and that needed to come into fulfillment through and by Holy Spirit. We are not doing away with fulfilled scrolls or scripture. If you see in the book of Revelation, John was crying when he saw that there was a scroll that needed to be opened and interpreted, but no one on earth was worthy. And then an angel tells him, don't cry. There is one that is worthy to open that scroll. There are scrolls that we are grateful for that Jesus has opened. And then as he opens them, he releases the mysteries. He gives us the discernment of the times to go. Otherwise, we would fail. We would all fall. We wouldn't be able to stand, because of the rebellion that's still very much on this earth. We are still a rebellious people. When the Lord then says, when we look at another fulfillment, one of the most important fulfillments through Abraham, where the Lord says he was going to give him children of faith. He didn't say woman's going to have less faith and man is going to have more faith. Man's going to have more of the gospel and the woman's going to have a little bit of the gospel, because man is more of a sinner and then therefore woman is a little bit of a sinner. There's no man, there's no female in Christ. And that, no, that is not trying to bring in another idea of gender confusion. I'm not trying to do that. I'm saying that what you think that a man and a woman should be doing is, unless it's coming from the purpose of Christ, then it's most probably messed up. This is how right now the way we are stuck with confusion of the earth, because we don't know how to bring forth what the Lord says about women. We don't know how to bring forth what the Lord says about men. It is based on our experiences, what we think of our traditions, of our cultures, of our nations. It's never really coming from the Lord. The Lord requires both male and female to see him as a center. He needs to be leading your life. Jesus needs to be the center of your life. Holy Spirit needs to be the one that is indwelling in your temple. That means we then give all our parts as a sacrifice to the Lord. If your ear is more prone to listening to worldly things, you've got to now bring your ear to the Lord.